And indeed, Owl seemed to have got over his fright very well. For a few days afterwards, if people came up to him and asked him how he was getting on with his book, he would say defiantly, "Very well, I've got to the bit where he takes up firewalking." Or, "I'm just working on his days in the animal hospital." Or, "He's at the Siege of Mafeking this week." But in time, people stopped asking. Roo and Tigger resumed their games of falling leaves outside Owl's house, and nobody boxed their ears or pulled their tails, which they were pleased about, even though it made the game less exciting. Then one day, Rabbit decided to visit Owl and to take some old letters that Uncle Robert had sent to Grandad Buck, because goodness knows Rabbit didn't need them cluttering up the place. "I thought these might be useful for your writing," said Rabbit, when a glaring Owl met him at the door. "Going well, is it?"
"Right? Me?" snapped Owl. "You must be muddling me up with someone else. No, I am extremely busy, so if..."
He paused and blinked.
"How fascinating,"
he cried, snatching an envelope from Rabbit.
"Is that a tuppenny blue? An extremely rare stamp,"
continued Owl, bustling over to his desk, where a large album was surrounded by piles of old envelopes.
"Do take a seat, and if you promise to pay attention, I will show you my collection."
Rabbit sighed and sat down, glancing longingly at the door. Owl began to tell Rabbit all about his stamp collection and all the different countries the stamps came from. He went on telling him about it for hours and hours until Rabbit had had enough and remembered an urgent appointment. And that was the first of many such days that summer, when Rabbit tried to stay awake and look interested while Owl went on about his stamps, until eventually Rabbit would suddenly remember something very important he had to do. But even Owl's enthusiasm for his stamps declined in time. And in later years, when the woodworm had gnawed halfway through the leg of Owl's bed, the stamp album served splendidly as a prop. And one cold night, when Owl needed something to block a draft, the unfinished book came in very useful too.